What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Covenant Podcast. It's been a while. We had a little hiatus because of obviously COVID and everything like that going on, and us getting everything ready for Sunday service and just craziness. But we're back, and we're definitely trying to get some more out there, so be a little more consistent with it. Bring you guys all these. It's been really awesome because you guys have been asking about them. And you guys have really responded to them, which is great. And so if you guys have any topics you want us to talk about, you can just email covenantchurchnc1@gmail.com and just put Covenant Podcast in the subject line. And we'll take a look at that. And who knows, we might end up talking about it. So our topic today is definitely it's an interesting one. It's definitely relevant to our times right now. And with everything with the stay-at-home order, the mask, if you don't agree with it, your opinions on it, and really just how the church should respond to authority. So I'm just going to let Mike, you just want to give a little overview on that?
Yeah, we just have a lot of questions from people in the church, you know, like, what are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to respond to edicts or whatever they are? Are they law? Are they just suggestions? Are they, you know, what's the basis for them, and what's the church's response to be to stuff like that are government mandates, so to speak. So it's been an interesting time for us in general, you know, how to respond as the church. You know, are we supposed to be together? Are we not supposed to be together? Are we supposed to just dive in with blindly with everything that's kind of spoken over us? And so it's just became a good topic. We were talking a little bit about it yesterday, thinking, you know, this would be a good time to have this conversation and get some different opinions. And I'm sure us four will have different opinions, you know. And we're going to try to use the word of God to try to lay a basis for it. So there's a couple of scriptures I want to kind of open up with, and then I'll let Nathan and Aaron maybe share, or maybe you can come up with one of the questions that we had for this. But 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 through 4 says, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority. And I'm not going to read all of it, but that's the one that kind of encourages us to be about praying for people in authority. But and then we got the Romans 13 one that most of us have heard all our lives, that every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. Pretty hardcore conversation Paul's having with on God's behalf right there about what we're subject to. And even Jesus said stuff like, you know, render under Caesar what is Caesar's. So now all of that is open for debate in this season. So that's what that's how the conversation started in my heart. You know, what are we supposed to do? So.
Sure. I mean, Nathan, I know your take would obviously, I feel like, would be a lot different than mine, just being our age differences and just our views on some stuff. What's your first initial thoughts on all this?
My first thought that is most things are an issue of the heart. Mm-hmm. So, actually, y'all were talking about masks. So, got a mask. Is the mask the issue, or is it my heart or your heart? Mm-hmm. And I think as we discuss things, we're going to find out that a lot of it has to do with our heart and our response to the word. Mike, the other day, as you were sharing, you were talking about us having a more biblical worldview. And we are greatly influenced by our culture, probably more than we think we are and that we want to be. So it is hardcore. But I think this is a season for everybody to check their hearts. And as I look back at some of the passages in Romans, and Daniel, some of these other passages, to me, the response that these men made was literally an issue of the heart. Right. And also, another thing I think that we deal with, in all honesty, is that isn't it easier for us to obey the laws or to submit to laws if someone we voted for is in authority?
Yeah, that's true.
You know? Yeah, true. So sure. I think that plays a part sometimes in our attitude. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not you, Aaron. Any first initial thoughts?
I mean, I would say over the last 2 weeks, I've had to check my heart on and have even rearranged it on the issue of whether it be the mask or just some other things I felt like, whether it be political, culture, whatever was kind of pushing me one way or the other. I've been challenging our kids here the few times that we've been able to meet that if we don't stay consistent with the voice of God, then we're going to get thrown around. And morally, there is no center point. And so when that I talked about a little bit this morning at another meeting, but if we don't have a moral and a morality, a center point of that, and that being biblical worldview, but it be led by the Holy Spirit of God, then we just start getting pushed around by who we voted for, what we were doing. And even with the mask, I've had to kind of, you know, I want to look at it from a health and a science and all those type points of view, cause instead of just a political divide that this seems like every decision we make, which water are you going to drink? Seems like, you know, it's probably going to be a split or something.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
So I've had to rearrange some of my thoughts and how I was viewing things. And it's been good because I've had to allow the Lord to mold some issues in my heart and to kind of mold me, I hope, better for the better is what I continue to try to bring it back to him for.
So. Well, our dilemma in America, and especially, I don't know if it's, I started to say, especially in the South, but I'll say especially in the church, for me is trust. Yeah, you know, like it really is a big trust issue. Like,
good point.
I know, I don't know if everybody that listens, but I know as a pastor, I'm getting pounded every single day with people send me videos. You know, is all this stuff really, really real? You know, what's political? What's politically motivated? What's actually scientifically true, conspiracy theories left and right. And then we find ourselves in this pressure cooker as a pastor, you know, who am I going to take my stand for? You know, like, am I going to, you know, it becomes a pride issue if you're not careful because you're like, well, if 30% of my church thinks that this is a conspiracy, then I better stand up strong for them, you know, and then, and then I had this debate, you know, man, I definitely want to protect our people from what is really real.
We have a responsibility too.
Absolutely. Right. And so then you get stuck in this catch 22 that no matter which direction, no matter what decision you make as leaders, it's a wrong one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To at least 20, 30, 40% of your people.
Yep.
And so then what Aaron said becomes all the more important because now I'm like, I find myself, I limit myself to 1 hour of news a day now. I don't watch every video that people send me. I watch some of them. Because I need to hear what God's saying right now. Because I've listened so much to what everybody else is saying. I'm just confused sometimes myself. So,
well, right now, we don't know, in all honesty, outside of us getting this focus from the Word, who to trust or what to trust with all the media. And that makes it very confusing. It really does. I mean, you know, we're in a position, a situation, we want to share truth.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be accurate when we do. I mean, any shepherd should want to lead well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very challenging because we're bombarded with information and it's not all screened. I mean, we don't know, who screened it and who has how accurate it is.
I mean, for me, and going kind of back to what you were saying, my kind of perspective on all this, I felt, I listened to a podcast the other day and it really resonated with me about how all of this with the COVID, with the racial tension and everything, I just feel like it's a real time of learning for us because we haven't, I mean, not that it's not all unprecedented, but obviously COVID is unprecedented. We've never had anything like this, but I'm just viewing it myself as a time of learning. I don't find the mask super offensive. I don't find it as a big deal. And I'm obviously not, I'm not here to offend anyone, but, for me, if I can protect someone like that, that's just my view on it.
Yeah.
And, so I think it's interesting how a lot of us have different views, and I like it. I like the diversity for it.
Well, I mean, certainly. You ask yourself the question on some of it. I can read a quote here from – it kind of helped me not too long ago get a kind of a clear, like, basis for where I'm going to build my foundation.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it was by R.C. Sproul. He says this, and it was a kind of a commentary about Romans 13, you know, the one where I talked about every soul being subject to authorities, governing authorities. He said, for God's sake, this is R.C. Sproul, and, you know, whether you agree with him or not, is immaterial. He's a guy that I respect, great theologian.
Oh, great theologian.
Passed away a few years ago, but just a real voice for many of us, you know, when we're building our foundation. He said, for God's sake, we're all called to be model citizens. We're told to bend over backwards this is his perspective, to honor the king or the obedience or be obedient to the civil magistrates of the day. That doesn't mean a slavish obedience to civil magistrates, but there are occasions on which Christians not only may but must disobey civil magistrates. Anytime a civil government requires a Christian to do what God forbids or forbids them to do what God commands, then the person must disobey. But our basic posture toward government, according to the New Testament, is to be submissive and obedient citizens to the state. We are also given the duty of praying for earthly governments that may fulfill the task God has given to them.
Absolutely.
So that became a good place for me. What does it cost me literally to wear a mask in Ingalls? And it doesn't cost me anything except my pride unless I'm trying to stand up for some group of people that actually believe that it's totally like counterproductive and what's that
and
word?
And like we feel sometimes like, but if you're living in faith, Pastor, then you don't need to wear that mask because men of God are going to walk in faith.
Right.
And I've had that come back to me at times when I'd be in the store and I would have a mask on and a brother would not have one on. Yeah. And you could just tell it's like they're kind of looking down at you for not trusting the Lord.
You don't have enough faith.
But this passage in Romans, and I agree with his assessment, says that those in authority are God's ministers. And we miss that sometimes. I remember many years ago at a tragic scene, actually, that I had been called to. And there were a number of officers there. And while we were standing around after this tragedy, I actually felt led to speak to one of the officers. And this was on my heart. And I went up to him and I said, "Do you know that you're a minister of God?" And I'm not sure if he was a believer or not. I had known of him years back. But that was just on my heart to share that with him. Because whether someone is born again or not, God's placed them in a position of authority for the well-being of everyone. So it's just like if we're driving and we're in a 45 zone, if I'm driving at 35, I really don't care if there's a trooper behind me. If I'm driving at 55, I do care. And Romans 13 bears that out, that they're there for a reason, and it's that we might all live in peace.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And I think even with some of this, the Lord took me back to even 2 Corinthians when it's talking about we're a new creation and all that. But then you go on, that's 17, then you go to 19, and it starts calling us ministers of reconciliation. If I'm doing things just to, and that actually was on the way back from the beach this week, and that word just came to my heart. If I'm doing something that is creating disunity with a silly mask, and it's not about the mask, it's deeper than that for most everybody that's wearing it or not wearing it, for the most part, then I'm not being a minister of reconciliation like he's called me to be, an ambassador for Christ, it says in that same scripture. Then those things are kind of linked together in that. And so I've got to make sure I don't want to cause disunity just because I want to. And that's not even the health issue. I'm checking my heart spiritually because that's where I had to get to because I had some pride with it.
Yeah.
I'm not lying. I was going to stores and I didn't want to wear it. And it was a pride thing for me. I know that. And so I had to really kind of work through that. And like I said, still working on it because I still like, man, I'm going to wear this.
This is old. This whole thing is old. We're all tired.
And it is a trust thing. And it is a trust thing 100%, I believe, for us, for most. Because we've had stuff flip flopping back and forth. Don't wear it, and all these. And that's just one issue. But it has to center at a place of where are we, what voice are we listening to more than any other? And is it the TV, which I think Mike brought up a great point, probably limited to an hour a day is. I may need to try to do that. But and being careful because you will be swayed by the voices that you're allowing into your life and voice is speaking the loudest.
Yeah.
And,
true. You know, but don't you think we also need to have a grace moment for us? Like if other people have different conviction on that, you know, that we give them that space. Like Aaron and I were in a meeting this morning with a number of pastors and most of those pastors had a strong conviction that we should all wear masks. Aaron and I wore masks today when we were in a meeting. But I'm in meetings with pastors and just lay persons as well that have conviction not to wear it. And so I don't want to disrespect either side of it, you know, and I want to give grace, you know, like God has given me grace, you know, but At the same time, everybody needs to, you know, you need to make it right with your own heart and the Father. You walk forward. And I don't think I need to tell Ryan what his conviction needs to be on this, or Nathan, mm-hmm. or Aaron.
Sure.
You know, mm-hmm. and I don't want them telling me what mine needs to be. As a leader of the church, we're going to try to be obedient to these, to encouragements. You know, I think I said this after we were 10 weeks apart doing video services. I remember coming back, and there were people who were totally mad that we quit meeting every week. Mm-hmm. And I did. We made the decision as elders on a safety, from a safety position as much as anything. You know, and we still are, as far as, mm-hmm. as well as I know our hearts.
Sure.
But I made a statement one week, you know, when there's people that are really offended that we quit meeting together. It would be totally different mm-hmm. if the government came to me and said, you cannot read your Bible, you cannot mm-hmm. have Bible study ever again, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'd be taken off into some serious civil disobedience if that ever happens.
Yeah.
But in this position where y'all keep doing videos, we were reaching a lot of different people.
We were growing. We were growing in that time. Exactly. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So why, you know, I just think sometimes God uses things like this to stretch us too.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
Well, he does, but the point you just made takes me back to Daniel, takes me mm-hmm. back to Shadrach, Meshach, mm-hmm. and Abednego, all who had found favor in the sight of the Lord, mm-hmm. all who had been raised up into high government positions, but all who had a heart to follow the Lord no matter what. So they were faced with laws or regulations that denied the word of God. Daniel, if you mm-hmm. pray or honor anybody except the king, if anyone does, you'll be thrown into this lion's den. Daniel went home. I thought this was interesting. Mm-hmm. Opened his window mm-hmm. and knelt down and prayed three times that mm-hmm. day. He wasn't behind the closed door, the window. He wasn't sneaking the door. Yeah. He was saying, I love the Lord. I will honor the Lord. I cannot quit praying to the real and the living God. Mm-hmm. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were faced with the same thing. When you hear the music, if you don't bow down and honor the king's law, you're going to be thrown in this fiery furnace. Mm-hmm. Their response was, we have to honor our Lord mm-hmm. and right. his word. Right. We don't have any choice about that.
Amen.
You know, right. When the music played and they didn't bow down, king's furious, stokes the fire, throws them in. But even before that, they said, oh, king, our God can deliver us.
Yeah.
But even if he doesn't, we're going to pray and honor the living God.
Right.
That's the difference.
Yeah. That's
now, we're not being told that we can't honor the Lord, worship. Right.
Yeah, and wearing a mask doesn't mean you're not a Christian anymore.
No, it doesn't.
And not being able to meet every Sunday in a building doesn't mean you're not a Christian anymore.
Right.
In fact, it will cause you to grow in different ways, and it has for us. And so that's,
sure it has.
I think that's kind of where I come down on most all of this stuff, you know, is I want to honor and respect other people's opinions.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to answer to the Lord for my actions.
Yours.
And to some degree.
Right. That's it.
We set precedents for our church too. You know, mm-hmm. we encourage our leaders, all those people. You know, wear your mask. You know, and it's been good. You know,
well, I wore mine in Sunday. I didn't want to.
Right.
But we had asked greeters to do that, and mm-hmm. others. You know, and I thought, how can we ask them to do that and not do it ourselves?
So, right.
You know, here I came.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. It was, you were speaking of growth, which is pretty cool, and I never ended up telling you guys about this, and I didn't think about it either, but one of my friends that has been watching, that was back up where we used to be, and he said, yeah, I say we've been watching. He said, the one thing that he said is really crazy is, like, you don't think about it when you're sitting there with your friends in your living room or something like that. It's one of my college buddies, and church comes on. He said, it really, like, pushed me out of my comfort zone to worship in my living room with my friends sitting there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so it was just cool how God used that for those different kinds of growths where you don't think he would actually be. I thought that was, I thought that was really, really cool.
One other very important quote from Sproul one time was, he said that government is a necessary evil.
Yeah.
And what he said means by that, I believe, is, I know that's not completely related to what you were talking about, but God will use all kind of different things to get us out of comfort zones.
Yeah.
You know, more than we probably give him credit for. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and in this moment, like this, the virus in general, I don't believe God sent the virus, but he sure is using it,
mm-hmm.
you know? And,
yeah.
And so anyway, I just think we've all, my point was, I think we've all been kicked out of our comfort zones.
Mm-hmm.
Our comfort zones may have been not being in the building every week, or it might be to wear a mask, or it might be to be obedient to things that even you think is silly.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be that you don't even trust the people who are telling you to do it.
Right.
But according to God's word, he's the one that put that guy that you may agree or disagree with, whether that's president, mm-hmm. governor, or mayor.
He sets them up and he takes them down.
Yeah.
And it's not always the one that we wanted in or that we voted in, but God's always working his plan.
Yeah,
absolutely.
He's sovereign. Always working. He is sovereign.
Yeah.
So. Aaron, you got anything else to add, man? I think we're running out of time. Mm-hmm. So.
No, I was just in Acts, it talks about when Paul goes before the council and how he still presented the gospel. It's reflected back this other day. But he did it. He did not hide the gospel at all. He still spoke the gospel, but it was with respect to who he was speaking it to. He didn't go in and just just guns a-blazing, but it was with respect. And I think we have to approach each one of them, whether it's with a mask, without a mask, whatever we're doing, and especially that in authority, if we want to – I guess, contradict or have that discussion, we've got to make sure it's with truth and grace, like we talked about before.
Yeah,
I just reflect back to Paul, the way he still proclaimed the gospel in that time.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, he did it in a respectful way. And I think ears heard differently because of that.
Yeah.
And they didn't shut down and those mm-hmm. things. So I would just say, when we have these conversations, we have to remember as the church, we need to do it with truth and grace, but it needs to be with the gospel in mind, in a respectful manner of who's hearing it, making sure they know when we leave that God still loves them no matter what, because
absolutely.
That's it. It has to be intertwined in everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, truth and grace.
I have to learn. I have to remember that, man.
Yeah.
Because
I
want to get on a soapbox. Anyway.
Well, guys, we didn't even get through one question, so this is definitely going to be a two-parter. This will be part one, so just join us next week for part two. See you guys.
See you.